Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. Each week, we spotlight members of the WordPress community. I'm your host, Doc Pop, and I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine and my contributions over on TorqueMag.io. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. You can also download the episodes directly from WMR.fm. Today's guest is Bobby King, the Chief Operating Officer at the White Label Agency. The White Label Agency is a WordPress agency that specializes in partnering with other digital agencies, and we are going to talk about when and why agencies should consider partnering up on WordPress projects. Bobby, how are you doing today?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Let's get started here. If you could just give me your origin story, how did you get into WordPress?
Sure. I guess probably about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit more now, I was doing freelancing gigs between my day job and some night classes, running small PPC campaigns, doing SEO updates, et cetera, for some local clients in the area. And some of those clients were using WordPress. So that's kind of how I first came across it. And it was definitely an adjustment from like the text editors and tools like Dreamweaver that I used before that. But I just remember that it was kind of impressive how you could just like go and see a bunch of themes and pick one and load it into the site and easily adjust images and those types of things. So yeah, I adopted it pretty fast once I discovered it.
Yeah, I think it's still impressive. It's kind of magic sometimes when I swap a theme on my site and I'm reminded of like, oh, right, that's what that experience is like.
Definitely.
Can you tell us about the White Label Agency? What makes y'all kind of unique in the space?
The White Label Agency, it's basically a WordPress agency that supports other agencies directly. So instead of offering our services to end clients, such as like restaurants, dentists, et cetera, we work directly with agencies to support them with WordPress design, development, and ongoing WordPress needs.
That sounds interesting to me. Like I think, you know, before we started recording, I was kind of mentioning that like my experience with talking with agencies is very much when they get hired from a client, they want the whole pie, right? Like the idea of like agencies working with other agencies is just, it sounds kind of revolutionary to me. What is a reason that an agency who has a client that wants a WordPress site might also want to partner up with another agency like White Label Agency?
Yeah, so there's definitely a few reasons. I'd say the two major ones that we come across the most would be like a lack of kind of expertise or experience in the agency, or just strictly a resource issue. Like the White Label Agency itself was born from kind of a resource issue. It was a local agency serving end clients. There was a lot of requests for WordPress sites, and one of the partners at the time had a connection to some developers in Ukraine, and they decided to try it out. That went pretty well, so they decided to offer that kind of connection service to other agencies that also had the same kind of need for resources due to kind of a demand for websites.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It sort of sounds like this is maybe a space that's ideal for a smaller agency that's getting started that might have a specialty, like maybe design is their specialty or calendars and events are their specialty. And they're working with a client that maybe they're really good at these things, but maybe the client also needs WooCommerce integration or some other thing. Is that the sort of partnership that you're looking to kind of help fulfill? Or is there maybe another kind of ideal agency that's that y'all like to work with?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head there. We're definitely serving more of the smaller to medium-sized agencies that, just like you said, like a great example would be like WooCommerce. You have a client that you can provide the design for. You might even have a developer in-house that can build the site, but they're just not up to speed on setting up and configuring WooCommerce. So that'd be a good example of reaching out either to an agency us, for example, or another agency that is experienced with e-commerce and having that piece done by a different agency, you don't really have to turn away the end client just because you are lacking that part of the expertise.
When y'all get hired, is it oftentimes for the upfront design, or is it more maintenance long term? Somebody else does the design in the beginning and then you kind of help with the support on the long term?
Initially, we were just a WordPress development agency. So we would require other agencies to come to us with the design files already done. And then we provide a quote and we'd get the project design and we'd actually build it. And then we'd give it back to them. But over time, we've evolved the team more. And so now we provide more of a full kind of development service, I'd say, where we can provide the design, the development, and ongoing maintenance and support for that site once it does go live.
Yeah. So again, that kind of sounds like it comes back to that example I kind of dreamed up in the beginning of, like a sort of the artist designer who maybe doesn't, wants to do the design of the site, but doesn't necessarily want to inherit, supporting the site for a long term. It sounds like a good fit for why they would want to partner up with another agency who specializes in that sort of optimization and long maintenance.
Definitely.
As folks who kind of specialize in partnering with other agencies, what are some of the skills that y'all have had to learn that's kind of unique versus the skills that someone has maybe that mostly deals working with like an agency that works with a large company, a large brand? What are some of the things that y'all have learned to do when working with other agencies versus to do with large brands?
Some of the things that we've had to learn with working with other agencies is really getting the kind of the communication right up front. What I mean by that is when you're working with an agency, there's typically different stakeholders or different people doing different things in the company. And when they bring work over to us and we give it to, say, a developer, we want it very like kind of standardized to what's going to be coming across. So I'd say like, being able to have those initial meetings and kind of explaining to the agencies the best way to work with other agencies has been one of the skills that we've had to learn over time.
So yeah, communication, I guess. Is there like a special, I don't know if there's, is there a special way that agencies talk to each other that's kind of different? Do they, are they a little more blunt, less kind of padding things, and they're just a little bit more upfront with their communication?
Yeah, that's definitely true. And there's even a range between agencies. You'll have some agencies where, again, we're talking to maybe the stakeholder is their in-house web developer. So they can come on and basically we usually start with a sales manager, or maybe I'll come into the call and they'll be like, I can talk directly to your developer. I mean, we can just bang this out. They'll go on, they'll talk tech and they'll bang it out. And then other times there's maybe an agency that, as you mentioned before, it specializes in design, or maybe they're a PR firm or branding. And that way, we probably bring in someone that's more like a project manager or myself that would actually talk through kind of what's going to happen and go less on the technical side, just kind of bring up enough to let them know what they're going to get for deliverable.
And I'm making a lot of assumptions here that I keep saying, the first agency might be the designers or whatever, but just to clear, is that part of your service that you offer too is presumably like web design is also something that y'all can do?
Yes, we do have a team of designers. We didn't start that way, but over time, we just have been having partners ask, can you guys also do design? We have a lot of new sites that they want custom designs. So we did set up a team for that.
Okay, yeah. So not just like doing the grunt work, making the site work, but also doing kind of the front end, beautiful stuff as well. That's pretty interesting. I think we are going to take a quick break on Press This. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Bobby King, the Chief Operating Officer at the White Label Agency, about when and why agencies should partner up with other agencies. So stay tuned.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Welcome back to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. I'm your host, Doc Pop, and I am chatting with Bobby King, the COO at the White Label Agency, about when and why agencies might partner together versus trying to do the whole project themselves. Bobby, we were talking about some of the projects y'all have worked on, and I was kind of speculating. Can you actually provide maybe a good example of something you've done and why it was a good example of two agencies working together?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. So one project that we've had in the past, an agency came to us that they specialized in doing PR for book authors. So they would find authors that were releasing new books and then they would be responsible for setting up content around the book release events that would be going on for them, as well as kind of setting up social media accounts, et cetera. But they didn't have any WordPress experience and they wanted to set up these landing pages and websites so each author could have a website. So they came to us with that, and talking with the project manager of the company, they really didn't have much WordPress development experience. So we could offer them the development skills that they were lacking to get the sites up in a fast manner and turn them around really quick. And they also were at the time hosting on, they kind of just had all their sites together on a very cheap host, and they're running into all sorts of problems with viruses and malware, et cetera. So we were also able to offer them kind of a referral to go to a more robust server environment. We ended up actually bringing them over to Dive Engine, which has worked out great. So all their sites are faster, they're performing better, and they're also getting their sites built very fast by us.
I can see the synergy there between, you know, those companies. It actually kind of gets me wondering, how often do you all partner up with other WordPress-specific agencies? Is that common, or is it usually kind of digital agencies that might do a little bit more marketing and stuff like that and less website-specific?
It's actually more common that we pair up with WordPress agencies. Typically, agencies come to us when they run into the resource issue. So they have an influx of projects and suddenly they don't have enough developers, or developer leaves for whatever reason. They go to a different job and they're kind of left for the void, or they might be midway in a project when their developer leaves and they got to finish it. And that's typically when they reach out to us, and they usually try us on like a project basis first, see how it goes. And then once that works out, typically those types of agencies that have the increased demand will end up hiring one of our developers and kind of more of a full-time basis. And some partners we have actually have teams up to 4 or 5 developers.
We talked before about the kind of right size agencies to partner up with each other. And you were mentioning like small and medium agencies might be, and particularly looking to hire or partner with another agency. But I guess there's also this kind of specialization that happens a lot. I imagine that some agencies, as they start to work with you, it can sort of like loosen their shackles a little bit, so they can kind of, rather than having to be good at everything, they can really focus on their specialty and then let y'all focus on your specialty. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So yeah, we do have some agencies that really specialize in say kind of like lead generation for a certain niche, like agencies that only serve the lawyer base, or other ones that serve only dentists. So they come to us, they very much know what they want. They just need to rely on our technical expertise to deliver it while they focus on getting new business and doing the service that they have expertise in.
I feel like this question's maybe rooted in a bit of a downer. It's not supposed to be, but like if we're honestly looking around a little bit at the landscape right now, it's like March 2023. There have been a lot of layoffs at large companies, and sometimes those layoffs tend to really focus on marketing, seems to be the first impacted. I have a feeling that's actually been beneficial for agencies, because I don't think these companies are not, they're not still building sites. These companies are seemingly still kind of going full steam ahead. They're just kind of laying off in-house. And so I'm just kind of curious, have you seen in the agency world, has there been kind of like a lot of new business coming from larger companies because of these layoffs?
Yeah, I'd say it's funny that you mentioned this year, because I'd actually say it's the past few years. There seems to be at least the key base of agencies that we serve, of the smaller to middle size. First came like the wave of like the lack of developers after COVID. It seemed like it was harder and harder to find developers and want to come work in an office, work in-house for them. And demand just peaked, because with COVID, everyone had to be online, right? Mm-hmm. So the work was going up and the resources were going down. And that seemed to continue into this year as well. We really haven't seen a large drop off, or at least it's not following what the market's doing. mm-hmm. So yeah, I'd say that we definitely haven't seen kind of a waning of agencies. If anything, like you said, there's more demand for services and kind of reaching out to other agencies for support.
And kind of tying that back in, if there is an increase on demand for agencies to make sites, this is kind of another example of maybe why agencies should partner together. Many agencies might want that whole piece of the pie, but logistically, if there is kind of a bunch of in-house marketing and web design getting cut, and so the pressure is being put on agencies, yeah, like they don't want to say no. So being able to take on these jobs and then I guess partner up with people to make sure, you know, that everyone works together, that kind of seems like a good kind of rounding back up to this pitch of why agencies should partner with each other.
Yeah, I believe so. And I think that the WordPress pie is very big. there's lots of things other than just the core development service that come off it. So if you can just be that more attractive to your clients and new clients by being able to offer another thing that you don't necessarily have to go spend a lot of time or a lot of resources to learn it or hire it internally, but you can go to another agency to get that. I just think it's a win-win for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And on that note, we are going to take one more quick break. And when we come back, we will be chatting with Bobby King from the White Label Agency about why agencies want to partner up with each other. So stay tuned for more Press This.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Welcome back to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. I'm your host, Doc Pop, and I am chatting with Bobby King from the White Label Agency about when and why WordPress agencies and digital agencies might want to partner up together. And we've been talking about pie a whole bunch during this episode, which has made me very hungry, but kind of talking about keeping a piece of that pie. And I was kind of thinking that like agencies might be unwilling to partner up with another agency because they don't want to lose that income. But, you know, I'm kind of curious if there's a way that by partnering up, a smaller digital agency might be able to actually make more revenue in the long term by partnering up with somebody like the White Label Agency that can help with maintenance on a WordPress site?
Yeah, I think that's it's a great question. And I think that's definitely come across as we started to offer a maintenance service. And just what I've heard from other agencies that offer WordPress maintenance service, it's often seen as like kind of the not so glorious thing you have to do for your clients after you kind of design and launch a website and everything's great and it's up and live and kind of you want to be done at that point, go on to the next project. But unfortunately there is the, oh, we got to change this out, or we got to do this to the site, or this some bug came up 90 days later type of thing. And a lot of agencies that we talked to kind of see that as kind of a pain in the butt, but it's really kind of an opportunity as an additional revenue source. So once you do get that, if an agency gets a client to sign up for a WordPress site with the design and the development and launching and all that, they can get them on kind of a more of an ongoing subscription basis. So there's that opportunity there. And that can work. Basically, it can be anything from they can offer the hosting themselves and then maybe offer 2 hours a month to go in and do content updates, et cetera, take care of plugins, do the kind of core updates, theme updates, et cetera, and make sure everything looks good. Instead of the agency doing that, they can just kind of sell it off and then pass it to a different agency like White Label Agency. We now offer that, or there's many other agencies that do the same. They can mark it up for what they think is fitting for their client and then take the difference between that and whatever the maintenance company charges.
And would their client know that they're dealing with two agencies now, or would it kind of feel seamless, like the same experience they had before, but suddenly there's a lot more support options?
Yeah, I think it could feel very seamless. We are labeled and kind of call ourselves White Label Agency for a reason. It's basically the agency's brand, their feel, their relationship with the clients, and really they never even need to know that someone else is on the website and doing things. And that can be done simply by having the maintenance company use more generic emails, et cetera, to go in and do these updates, or the agency can provide an email of their own with their own domain on there. There's also some other white label tools so that the maintenance personnel doesn't have to be directly in the agency.
Well, Bobby, I really appreciate your time. I am going to go eat some pie now. We've been talking about pie this whole episode. But I do want to say thanks, Bobby, for joining us. If anybody's listening and they're interested in learning more, you can check out thewhitelabelagency.com. They also have a Facebook group that they're active on, facebook.com/thewhitelabelagency. And wanted to say thanks to everyone who's listened so far to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. My name's Doc. You can follow my adventures on Twitter on @thetorquemag on Twitter. You can also go to torquemag.io where we post episodes of Press This. You can also see our YouTube live streams and chats. We just had a great chat with Josepha Hayden-Chomfacy, the executive director of the WordPress project. So check out torquemag.io to catch up on those. You can also subscribe on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download the episodes directly from WMR.fm. I'm your host, Doc Pop. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to spotlight members of the community each and every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.